from 90.7 WFAE. This is Newsworthy for Wednesday, April 29th, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools Board of Education denied Superintendent Crystal Hill's proposed $2.1 billion budget in a surprise vote that left Hill asking questions about how to move forward. James Farrell has more from a contentious meeting.
The board voted 8-1 against Hill's budget. Board members offered few specific qualms with the proposal, but said they wanted more time to ensure the spending package aligns with district values. The board directed Hill to provide a new budget proposal by May 12th. Hill told board chair Stephanie Sneed she was, quote, unclear about the request, leading to a heated exchange.
Madam Chair, if the board is directing me to amend a $2.1 billion budget,
Dr. Hill,
I respectfully request what part of the $2.1 billion budget
I understand
should
that,
be amended.
And I've said to you, you will get further direction. It will not be at this moment and not at this time. The meeting is adjourned.
Sneed told reporters the board would likely hold a special called meeting before May 12th to discuss the budget. James Farrell, WFAE News.
Gaston County schools have canceled classes Friday as teachers prepare to drive to Raleigh for a protest over low teacher pay. Like Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools, Gaston County will now have an optional teacher workday. Gaston County said that its schools will not have enough substitutes or central office staff to cover teacher absences and operate safely. A new bill filed Tuesday in the North Carolina House would expand protections for immigrant students in public schools. The proposal is sponsored by Charlotte area Democratic Representative Julia Greenfield and would guarantee all children access to a free public school education regardless of immigration status. It would also limit when schools can share student information with immigration authorities and require districts to create plans if immigration agents come onto a school's campus. The proposal is unlikely to move forward as Republicans control the General Assembly. Drivers were stopped by a blockade of people on Interstate 77 Sunday night. Kenneth Lee has the latest.
A viral video circulating online shows drivers on I-77 at night being stopped by a group of masked people in the middle of the highway. The group proceeded to set a fire on the road and set off fireworks. The video also showed the driver who was filming eventually driving away from the incident. No injuries have been reported. Charlotte-Mecklenburg police said they have not made any arrests or towed any vehicles related to the takeover. WFAE reached out to the North Carolina Highway Patrol, but did not receive a reply. Kenneth Lee, WFAE News.
The driver killed when his car crashed into the Pineville Town Hall and Library has been identified. Pineville police say 22-year-old Suleiman Bakayoko was alone behind the wheel just after 9:30 Monday night when his vehicle went off Main Street and hit the building. No one else was injured. Police say the investigation is ongoing. Duke Energy has requested permission from state regulators to raise rates in June. Zachary Turner has this report on what these increases would cover.
This rate hike is separate from another increase Duke Energy has requested for 2027. The June increase would cover $809 million of fuel and power costs that the utility incurred from September 2025 to February 2026. The single largest expense for both North Carolina utilities was natural gas. Duke Energy Carolinas burned gas and oil to produce nearly 30% of its energy, but those fossil fuels accounted for over half its fuel costs. Nuclear power plants provided the most energy of any single resource, but nuclear fuel costs were relatively low. Duke customers can comment on the rate hike proposal at ncuc.gov. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.
North Carolina Attorney General Jeff Jackson has named Eric Preddy the new director of the North Carolina Criminal Justice Education and Training Standards Division. Preddy has been part of the Criminal Justice Standards Division since 2024 and previously served as an investigator. Preddy will be responsible for administering the state's mandatory certification and training programs for law enforcement. Mecklenburg County commissioners are considering raising fees for county recreational facilities by up to 50% or more in some cases. The cost for renting the 25-yard section of aquatic centers for competitions would go from $144 to $220 an hour, and the cost of renting an indoor pavilion would rise from $550 to $660 on weekends, amongst other increases. A beer and wine permit for events at county facilities would nearly double from $52 per rental to $100. and the county would add a new $100 an hour fee for streaming swim team event footage at county aquatic centers. Commissioners are expected to discuss the fees at their budget meeting later this afternoon. Kannapolis is planning to cut about half of its funding for the CK Rider bus system, which it shares with Concord. It's part of a strategic plan approved Monday by the Kannapolis City Council. During a public comment section, Cabarrus Chamber of Commerce President Barbie Jones presented a letter from the business group's board urging council members to reconsider the proposal while recognizing financial pressures.
However, we are concerned that the proposed 50% cut to your transit funding will result in economic impacts for residents and businesses.
Councilmember Naomi Hatchell is one of two new members elected in November along with a new mayor. She said Kannapolis is exploring microtransit as an option.
These things do matter to us, but we want the best effective, efficient model for you out there.
The plan also shifts more of the bus costs to Concord based on service hours. The changes are scheduled to start in July. Hundreds of artists are expected to gather in Charlotte over 3 days this weekend for a festival that aims to spotlight the city's diverse artists and culture. Elvis Meneyese has more.
About 400 artists will take part in the 9th annual Boom Charlotte Festival. They'll showcase a range of performances, including African dance and spoken word poetry. Manoh Kashavan is behind the festival. He says the festival aims to spotlight diverse performers like the Southern Eagle, a Native American group.
So we are constantly on the lookout for, like, you know, who is missing from the scene, how can we make them feel part of the community.
The festival started in Plaza Midwood before moving to the University City area. Karen Watson is the festival's artistic director.
Art should be part of the fabric of life. Like, it should be something that you can come across and that you don't have to put on fancy clothes and pay a lot of money for parking and go uptown only, right? That it should exist within our communities.
Boom Festival starts on Friday and runs through Sunday. Elvis Meneyese, WFA News.
And a note, Boom Charlotte is a WFAE underwriter. Charlotte FC now has a 3-game losing streak after being knocked out of the U.S. Open Cup last night by Major League Soccer rival Atlanta United 2-0. Road closures will begin in Uptown Charlotte later this morning around Bank of America Stadium in preparation for tonight's Bruno Mars concert. Portions of South Mint Street and Graham Street will shut down starting at 10 a.m. That concert is sold out. Up to 75,000 fans are expected. The Charlotte City Council has written a draft resolution that calls for the North Carolina Department of Transportation to, quote, undertake a targeted reevaluation and design analysis of the Interstate 77 toll lane project. But council members are not opposing toll lanes in the resolution, and it appears the statement allows the DOT to issue a request for proposals from developers in June, as planned. Steve Harrison has this report.
For weeks, council members have been debating how to handle the controversial toll lanes from Uptown to South Carolina. Some historically black neighborhoods near Center City oppose the highway expansion, as well as the group Sustain Charlotte, Action NC, and the Black Political Caucus. The business community, led by the Charlotte Regional Business Alliance, wants the toll lanes to ease congestion on one of the state's most crowded highways. The draft resolution was touted Monday by City Council members Joy Mayo, whose district would be impacted, as well as toll lane supporter Ed Driggs.
I believe the resolution that I appreciate is a powerful statement of our concern for our constituents and our values.
The resolution asks the DOT to study different designs for the $3.2 billion project, including options that don't include toll lanes and wouldn't impact neighborhoods as severely. It also requests that the state, quote, pause further advancement of procurement and other irreversible actions. Some elected officials said privately Tuesday that they interpreted no further procurement as meaning the DOT would not be allowed to issue in June the request for proposals to contractors, a key milestone towards building the toll lanes. But Driggs said in a statement to WFAE that the RFP would be allowed to continue and that, in his view, procurement wouldn't begin until after a final contract is signed. The Charlotte City Attorney declined to weigh in on what exactly the resolution meant. Robert Dawkins with Action NC said he's skeptical the draft resolution will change the project.
What it does is it gives them the ability to say, we're working for you, we're fighting for you, this isn't in our control, but we resolve to stand with you. when they could have stood in front and led at the beginning of the process.
The resolution also states that the city council recognizes that, historically, highway projects have hurt Black and underserved communities. Rocky McGregor with the Black Political Caucus said it's too early for him to comment on the draft resolution. He said the organization still opposes toll lanes.
What I feel very comfortable saying is the body is looking for the desired outcome, which is reduction of congestion. So what I know for up to this point, the body has not seen anything that brings forth that reduction in congestion.
Sustain Charlotte said the resolution is a step in the right direction, but the environmental organization wants an independent group, not the DOT, to study the alternatives. At Monday's council meeting, Driggs, who is white, said he is sensitive to the Black residents who feel threatened by the highway widening.
I want to emphasize I'm old enough. I remember when Dr. King was assassinated. I remember the civil rights movement. I saw whites only signs. It was a tragedy for our country and painful to behold.
He then urged colleagues to stay strong and not cancel the project.
So we all have that motivation and share the concern of some of the protesters, but that doesn't mean we have to do their bidding.
Council members could vote on the resolution May 11th. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.
And for Wednesday, April 29th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.